This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycast.
Joy Now, Transpositions, a safe place for trans communities, our friends and our allies to share our experiences. We'll discuss our issues, our challenges and our successes. We'll occasionally make you cry and hopefully we'll educate and inspire you. Welcome to Transpositions on Joy 94.9.
Good evening. You are listening to Transpositions on Joy 94.9. Geez, Migsy, it's nice to be back actually on our show.
It is. You've been sort of doing everything in every way because like...
Well, you too. You jump around and do shit all the time as well too.
So the other day you went and did breakfast and that was yesterday actually. I listened to you do breakfast. I was quite impressed.
It's funny when you get done doing all these other projects and you finally come back to your own show, it's like, oh, I feel like I'm home.
It's kind of a bit like that. Welcome home, Michelle. I'm so glad to have you back. So, Michelle, what have we got happening tonight?
Well, Migsy, I was bored. And I searched long and wide. And I actually found...
You sure?
I found somebody
who
actually is named Megan. But not only are they named Megan, they're Megan Michelle.
Oh, come on. Seriously.
I found a new
spokesperson. Shut the front door.
I found somebody whose name combines our two. She will be our face of us two. How's that sound?
But I had her come in. But
on top of that, she's got a daughter who's transgender as well.
Yay! So we've got a great show lined up for you guys tonight. So we have got Megan, Michelle. I'm Megsy.
Megan Michelle. And Evie.
Evie. So Evie's our very special guest for tonight. So Evie is sitting here. She's waiting eagerly to start talking.
And we fed her full of hot chocolate. So she's all hyped up, ready to go, and smiling ear to ear.
Great. So look, if you've got a message for us tonight, if you want to reach out and do everything that you want to do, this is how you go and reach us.
We're listening to you. SMS 0427 Joy 949. Email onair at joy.org.au or call us 1300-JOY-949.
So that's the magic way in which you reach us.
Exactly. If you have any questions for Megan Michelle or Evie, definitely give us a buzz. Now, Megan, tonight you're now Migsy. You should be always Migsy.
I'm always Migsy.
You're Migsy. So Migsy, you always seem to be the music maestro. I never seem to get my fingers in on the YouTubes and the music because you just love it so much. What do you have lined up for us tonight to begin with?
So, you know what? I've got some really cool music lined up for you guys tonight, but I'm not going to tell you what I'm playing. I'm just going to play it.
You always have a theme in your head, so let's go.
Well, I'm kind of feeling pretty happy tonight. You are listening to Transpositions. How about some Pharrell Williams?
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Sunshine, she's here, you can take a break. I'm a hot air balloon that could go to space. With the air, like I don't care, baby, by the way. Clap along if you feel
Pharrell Williams. Happy you are listening to Transpositions on Joy 94.9.
You know, my kids play the hell out of this song.
They do.
And I'm going, I'm kind of sick of it. But then I hear it and I'm getting onto it and I'm going, yeah, I kind of feel happy.
0427 Joy 949 if you want to reach out to us tonight.
Or on air at joy.org.au.
That's it. Also, Transpositions, you can reach us on our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/transpositionsonjoy. All one word.
What next, Migsy?
Michelle, guess what time it is?
It's time for the news.
It's news time.
Okay, not a lot of positive things. So, I really tried.
No, well, we always are positive. So what's going on? What's on the Googles this week?
The Googles didn't like us this week.
They didn't like us?
So
why?
First off, the transgender woman was allegedly raped in Stonewall Inn bathroom. A 25-year-old transgender woman says she was raped Saturday inside a single-occupancy unisex bathroom at Stonewall Inn on Christopher Street in New York City.
So this is the Stonewall Bar?
The Stonewall Bar, the world's most iconic sites of LGBT liberation. So I'm going to keep going. Transgender advocate Kay Fox of Open Door Mission has died. She led the Open Door Mission through its greatest period of growth as the Reverend Kenneth Fox before announcing her identity as a woman in 2002. She died Easter Sunday at her home in South Carolina at the age of 74. The cause of death was Alzheimer's. She did a lot for the community.
Yeah, which is good.
Yeah, which is good. But unfortunately, somebody positive has passed on.
Unfortunately, it is. It's quite sad. But look, she did her thing for trans visibility, which is one of those big things which is coming up this week.
Yeah, and there's a positive. We need some positive. After some of the things in the news lately, we need some positive stuff.
Because this Thursday is Transgender Day of Visibility.
Exactly.
Which is an important day for us.
So, North Carolina. Yay. Do you have a boo there?
Before actually, there is a boo floating around here on the computer, so I'm going to have to try and find it.
Yeah, North Carolina governor has sued over the transgender law. So everyone's been hearing about the transgender thing in North Carolina. But a federal lawsuit was filed Monday against the North Carolina governor and other state officials over a new law that blocks transgender individuals from using public bathrooms that match their gender identity and sex.
I got the boo for you.
I gave it here myself. Anyway, so... So it just totally threw me off.
Sorry, Michelle.
So anyway, so they're basically being sued, saying that it's unconstitutional to have it. But further articles are beyond this as well, is saying that cities such as San Francisco, whose mayor is barring city workers from traveling to North Carolina over the transgender bathroom law, and also other folks who, like producers, directors, any state and city that has anti-LGBT laws are actually becoming banned as part of work and businesses and everything now.
Now, this happened in Atlanta. There was a
bill. I heard about that.
Now, what happened in Atlanta, there was a bill, which was one of the religious freedom bills. And what happened in that case is a religious freedom act. What the bill they were trying to do was trying to prevent, obviously, from trans people from using the bathroom, which aligned with their gender identity. Mm. Now, what actually happened, which was really, really cool, is all these people and producers, organizations and whatnot, basically stood up and said, if the governor doesn't veto this bill, what's going to happen is that they're not going to do any productions or do any business in Atlanta. Mm. So the governor actually vetoed the bill, which is really quite interesting seeing that happening.
Well, I think I also saw that even in Texas, they were talking about not playing the new Civil War movie with Marvel movie, Captain America and stuff, talking about not actually filming, or not filming, but showing it on cinemas because of their anti-LGBT stuff.
Yeah, I think there was a Hero Ordinance, which was last year. That was so old news, but unfortunately it is something which is just
But
crazy.
It's great to see businesses and stuff actually stepping up and saying, you know what, it shows that the public and the people actually for LGBT rights. Mm. So
one of the things which really annoys me is like people when they talk about it is and the reason why they've got these bathroom bills is they do it because they say, oh, you know, it's because of what your sex is or what your gender is at birth. But the thing is, what people don't realise is that there is a biological basis for being transgender, and people don't understand these kinds of things.
And that's an article you shared earlier on our page.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So anybody's curious to read more about that, Mingzi posted for us earlier.
Yeah, I posted earlier today.
Now, the last thing I got on there was parents of transgender kids call for compulsory safe schools program for primary schools. You should like this one, Ming and Michelle.
I do.
And Evie.
And Evie. So parents of transgender kids are calling on Victorian government to make safe schools compulsory for primary high schools, a period when many transgender students want to transition and may consider taking hormone blockers as part of the process. They're calling for safe schools, for school staff to be trained for the Safe Schools program, warning many teachers and principals still don't know how to properly support transgender kids. And it's funny, I've actually found recently in a lot of conversations with other folks, whether they're gay, lesbian, or whatever, that they don't, many people don't even understand trans needs or trans rights or how to actually properly support transgender people, not just transgender kids. And so it goes beyond even
that's here. That's right. It is a bit like that. I think it's the lack of information. People don't understand transgender as well, especially with children. And I know in the school that we've previously been to, we didn't have a great experience because they didn't have the knowledge on or how or where to go. And then from going from that school to a new school and having Safe Schools come in, and
oh, that's great.
It's been a completely different situation.
And that's a perfect example why Safe Schools is needed. So, so basically they're all really pushing it. It's kind of going back and forth. So
there you go.
There you go. That's the Googles for this week.
Well, I'll tell you what, we're going to play some messages, and I've got a great song lined up for you guys. Good. It's actually a special request from a very special guest. Yes, I've managed to track one down. So stand by.
Look at that. You got grins.
Amy's grinning. Great stuff. You are listening to Transpositions on Joy 94.9. Don't go far.
Joy 94.9.
She's from the country.
Welcome back, Transpositions, Joy 94.9. This is Michelle, joined by Migsy.
Migsy and Megan Michelle and Evie. 0427 Joy 949. If you do want to send us a text message or on air at joy.org.au is our email address.
I still love that the whole Megan Michelle thing.
That's so cool, isn't it? It's like...
it's funny because we all went to the message group. Even Megan was like, I love this. This is
so scary.
Welcome, Megan and Evie. How are you both?
Great.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Is it the first time you're in a radio studio?
Yes.
Yeah? Well, you've done the TV stuff. Now that you're a TV star, how do you feel?
Yeah, I think, well, you're a TV star as well, Michelle.
Well, I know. I know. We're buddies, all right? We're cool.
Yeah.
Fist bumping.
The rest of them will catch up to us soon. Don't worry.
So, Evie, you are obviously, you're transgender. You're a very beautiful young lady. How does it feel sort of being authentically yourself and being a girl at school and everywhere else in life?
It feels great. I feel free. I love being a girl and... At school, it's great. Everyone's really accepting. And, yeah.
Now, Evie, now you're 10. Soon to be 11. Sorry, I don't mean to, degrade that for you. Now, how long have you identified as female?
About 2 years.
Wow.
And how long ago was it that you felt like a girl?
Realistically, she's, I think, how long have you felt like a girl, Evie?
About 8 years.
So, really, since you're about 2 or 3, then, by the sounds of it.
So, pretty much my earliest memories.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, Mom, you actually verbalized how the identity is. Can you explain that to us again? We talked about it, but I prefer hearing it from you.
About Evie?
Yeah, because sometimes people use the terms born in the wrong body, but that's a term I don't like that term either. And so I liked the way you explained it before.
Evie's a girl who happens to have a penis. So Evie likes to see herself as just a regular girl with a different body part at the end of the day. We don't like her being described as born in the wrong body and that sort of stuff because it's Evie's body and Evie's a girl and, yeah.
I like that.
Because Evie is a girl. She looks like a girl. She sounds like a girl.
She feels like a girl.
That's awesome.
So how does it feel when you are at school and being accepted as yourself authentically as a girl? Does it feel really good that, hey, you know?
Yeah, I love being a girl and it's great.
What was it like at school before you transitioned when you were trying to play with girls? Did you feel sort of wrong? Or?
It was sort of difficult because no one really understood who I was or how I was feeling.
So maybe a better way to question that is, was there a period of time at school that you went to school as a boy?
Yes.
Up until about what grade?
I first... started to try and act like a boy in year 3.
Okay.
And by the end of year 3, I actually had enough.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just over it.
Okay.
So it didn't work out for you?
No.
She tried to fit in with school and from about prep, when she first started school at prep, she was... playing with other girls and all that sort of stuff. And that was totally fine up until about grade 3. And then the other kids started to notice, oh, why are you playing with the girls? So then she tried to fit in with the boys and it just didn't work. By the end of grade 3, I think anxiety was high and that's where we knew we had to make a decision.
Now, obviously, through school, you went by a different name, which I'm not going to ask, I'm sure. Yeah. After you transitioned, did you get many issues from other kids growing up who maybe had picked on you and called you your old name still or called you a boy still? Or was it pretty much just, no, I'm Evie and everyone went ahead with it?
Well, only about one person at my school this year has said, can I call you? Yes, and I said, no, it's not acceptable.
And if they do continue, do you kick them in the knees?
Said, Michelle. You'd be walking home limping.
Oh, good on you.
So do you have any problems with the kids at school?
No, actually. Everyone's been really cool, especially when I came out on TV.
Yeah.
I get a message for you that's come through.
What about before you transitioned at school and before people knew, were you bullied at all? at school? Did you have problems for school?
Hold on. Her eyes just lit up. She's got a message. Okay. She has a message. That
okay,
came
well, let's do the right? message.
All right. Someone said, way to go, Evie, from Annabelle in Queensland. There you go.
Which is really cool. Good on you, Annabelle. So before you transitioned at school, what was it like? Did you have any problems with people bullying you and those kinds of things?
Well, at my old school, I had lots of trouble. But there were also a lot of groups of girls who did accept me and they would let me join in and play. Mm-hmm. But then there was always this group that hated me.
Why was that?
I think it was because I was different. It was a group of boys and a group of girls.
Okay.
And they never really liked me.
What sort of things did they do?
Well, they would pick on me, for starters. They would run away from me. They would fight with me. They would argue. They would push and hurt.
How did that make you feel at school?
They just made me feel miserable.
Mm. How did the teachers handle it?
Not well at all. They just practically swept it under a rug.
What about... So you've got a new school now?
Yeah, it's really great, this new school.
Yeah?
I have got really supportive teachers and everything.
Mum, Evie, is Safe Schools Coalition at this school?
Yes. So our previous school, as much as Evie had some problems with the... a couple of the students, the main problems that we actually found were with the teachers.
Mm-hmm.
It was a Christian school. It was a school that really didn't... we actually brought Safe Schools to our first appointment with us when we decided to let them know about Evie, just in case if they had any questions straight away, we had Safe Schools there.
Was that at the old school? Or the
At the old school. We actually did it with both schools, so...
Well, how did that happen? What was it like? What was the reception at the old school with Safe Schools?
They were not accommodating. So basically they listened and asked a few questions to Safe Schools and they were really quite, you know, open about everything, let them know how they could assist them, let them know other schools in the area who had already been through Safe Schools. And then the school went away with the decision saying they will need to speak to their board and come back with a decision. And the decision was that they wanted to support Evie at school. What happened from there was actions spoke louder than words. They blocked transition. They had teachers constantly putting her down, asking her when she's going to cut her hair because boys aren't allowed to have long hair. Asking her when to put, they dead named her, would make her rub out her new name and write her old name, separated her from into the boys' section from the girls' section, that sort of thing. So
psychologically, that's going to have a major impact on Evie at school and also at home.
The other thing that they actually happened to do was chaplaincy counselling behind our backs. That was the big one.
So they did this without your permission?
Without our knowledge. And when I spoke to her grade teacher, I found out through another parent that it was happening because she came to the school to do a pick-up early and noticed Evie walking over to the chaplaincy rooms and said to her daughter, why is Evie going there? And she said, oh, Evie does chaplaincy. And her mum said to me, why is she doing that? And I said, she's not. And she said, yes, she is. So that afternoon I went to the school and I spoke to her grade teacher and I said, is Evie doing chaplaincy counselling sessions? And they said to me, yes. And I said, why wasn't I told? And he said, I was under strict instructions from the head of primary to not let you know. And
so,
I said...
So hang on. So you're taking your child to this school and they were deliberately hiding from you.
Yeah, I asked that direct question. I said, hold on, I need to know that I've got this correct. You're telling me that the head of primary school and his name... told you I was under strict instructions to not know, and he said, he put his head down and he
about
said
what
yes.
What they were doing to your child.
Yeah.
That's asinine.
That's pretty crazy. Look, I'll tell you what, I want to talk about that a little bit more after the break. So, guys, don't go far. Listen, you are listening to Transpositions on Joy. Send us messages 0427 JOY 949. We'll be back shortly.
Joy 94.9.
Welcome.
Go ahead, Michelle.
Welcome back to Transpositions. This is Michelle. Evie, we have got messages for you, kid. You have just been lighting up the thing here.
Yeah, she's got some amazing messages, yep, which is so really, really cool.
There was Annabelle. What an amazing, strong young person. Gives me hope in the future of Australia.
Yeah.
Mom, did you have any issues with other parents? We can come back to you and ask that a bit later. What we got here? Hey, Evie, watching... Oh, at home with the fam. Doing great. Love you guys. Love Tay Tay.
Yay.
And that's her sister.
Oh. We have, that probably was, is it Taylor? Or Taylor?
Yeah.
Yeah, so we got a call on the front desk saying, good job, guys.
Yay. Congratulations. So,
now, we were digging a little deep on that.
We were digging a little deep, and there was actually some really important things that we were talking about, and we even did talk about things off air a little bit. Some of the things you were saying was about what was happening at the old school was quite shocking to myself. And in my mind, it's one of the key reasons why we need Safe Schools Coalition.
Absolutely. That was, for me, a really, really big example as to why we need them. Having a school that isn't on board and even just... they just don't understand, and what it does to the child. By the time we left, Evie's anxiety was extremely high. She had to take time off school.
Now, you were saying that what you were told was that whenever the kids first start doing these chaplaincy programs, that that's usually the first time they start self-harming each other.
That's themselves. Right. So after I found out about the chaplaincy, I first up made a call to Safe Schools and Evie's doctor, Dr. Michelle Telfer, and she was extremely concerned, especially for conversion therapy and stuff like that. And she said to me that a lot of the time that children start their first self-harm attempt is after talking to chaplaincy counsellors. And so that was a big concern for us, was how was Evie going to react.
Now, I'm just going to delve a bit in family stuff here, because you hear different sort of narratives at home. Now, your husband is quite involved.
Yes, absolutely.
You and your husband, there hasn't been any issues within your relationship since Evie coming out or anything like that? No. You do hear many different narratives. So that's why I'm
just
asking.
We're a very, very strong family unit.
Beautiful. And so, siblings?
Yes, lots.
Lots. Okay, cool. So we've got a lot of support at home, lots of family, whatever, and very supportive of Evie's transition. Okay, so your husband then wrote a letter as well to the school?
So my husband wanted to make sure that we dealt with this with having a paper trail, because we knew that it was quite serious what had happened. So he decided to email the principal of the school so that every response that we had from the school was on paper. And we had proof that it actually happened. So my husband emailed the principal, and the response was, you know, oh, he didn't know that Evie was in chaplaincy counselling, but it had nothing to do with her being transgender. So that sentence in itself doesn't actually make sense, because if he didn't know about it, how does he know that it wasn't to do with trans?
Evie, what sort of things were happening in these chaplaincy sessions that you're going to?
Well, they would ask me questions about what is it like to be transgender, what does it feel like, what is it. We would talk about lots of other stuff too.
What sort of things were they talking about? Was they asking you really quite... were they telling you that this is how you should be? Did you need to be a certain way?
Well, no, not really. They would ask me a question, but then they would just stop and let me speak. So... they would ask me a question, how does it feel to be transgender? And I would, like, just answer it.
Yeah. Okay.
It's funny how, like I was saying before outside, you know, Megan, you and I have been doing this for 2 years.
Yeah.
We try to have such a positive narrative, a positive story. And, you know, we talk about our kids, we talk about employment and all kinds of stuff. But it isn't until we have a child that comes on.
Yeah.
And you see a child here who is smiling. And we've been fist bumping and having all kinds of fun, playing some fun music. This is a happy, healthy child.
Exactly.
I've got a 10-year-old as well. And she is no different than Evie.
Mm.
And I'm seeing the emails light up. I'm hearing the phones light up. I mean, this is just, you know, again, nobody seems to take it serious until you hear a child talk.
Yeah.
One of the questions, I've just got one question that I really wanted to ask. Because, Megan, you said before that the school was hiding these things in secret. Evie, was the school telling you anything at all about not telling mum or dad about what was going on?
Yes. One recess or lunch, the lady actually said, let's not tell mum right now. And I actually told mum that night, and I said, oh, mum, I had a chaplain, lesson with a lady. I was also having some trouble at school. And that's when mum was just like, oh, okay. She thought it was only, like, one lesson. And I thought I actually had her saying, yes, I can do it.
You know what's funny? You see in the news all these negative articles about trans women coming into the toilets, mm-hmm. and how we're depicted as men coming into the toilets and treated like how we're pedophiles and how we're going to be, you know, doing the wrong thing to your children and to women and whatever, you know? But here we have the chaplaincy saying, don't tell your mother that we did this.
I know.
You know, yeah. These are supposed to be, you know, people of God.
Yes.
Don't tell your mother that we went and talked about this. Don't.
Let's keep this a secret. Let's not inform the parents.
Let's talk to mum about this in a few weeks, were the words that were used.
Taylor, one of my sister's friends actually messaged her and said we should be, our school teaches us that we should be going to school with pride and honour. And
TV show.
And she said, well, I can't go to school with pride and be happy if they're not accepting a little girl.
Mm. Well, high fives. And look, I was going to say something really good's happened because you changed schools and you had a TV show and all these amazingly wonderful things have happened to you.
How was the new school?
It was fabulous.
And everything with Safe Schools was great and everything too?
Yeah, it's been really great. If it wasn't for Safe Schools, I don't know where I'd be right now.
Before Safe Schools got involved, and you were dealing with the chaplaincy, and you were starting to feel sort of down and whatever, did you have any really bad thoughts?
Not that I remember.
Okay. Hmm. Just checking. Just
by that stage, I think because the family was on board, Evie, all those sort of thoughts
intervened really quickly.
Yeah. So when Evie did have those thoughts was pre-transition. And when she came to us with those thoughts that of self-harm and...
So those thoughts did kind of pop
suicide
up.
Suicide ideation.
What age was this?
That was at 9.
So 9-year-old is having dark.
When your 9-year-old
thoughts.
Comes to you and say to you they would rather be dead than live a lie, you get on board very quickly. You literally have to.
So anybody who's listening who has any negative thoughts about any of this with Safe Schools, any negative thoughts about whatever, you just need to sit and listen to this little kid and listen to the mom of a child of a very strong family unit. You know, I'm a parent of 2 little girls.
Yeah.
Megan's a parent of young boys. And if my kids are the same thing, as much as I would never wish being transgender on anyone, you know, to go and hear that a 9-year-old needs to do this, that says it's massive.
Yeah. It's kind of really scary that we live in such a world such as that. Look, I tell you what, I'm going to play some messages and then we're going to come back and we're going to talk some really good news kind of stuff like TV and we're going to talk about everything good about being trans and going to an amazing school.
Boyfriends.
Yeah, all the good stuff. You are listening to Transpositions on Joy 94.9. Don't go far.
Joy.
Hello, this is Double D from Sneaky Sound System and you're listening to Joy 94.9.
You're listening to Transpositions on Joy 94.9. It was some sneaky sound system and something about UFOs.
She was trying to do her nails in between the song. Mom's like, give me that.
And she's doing lip gloss as well.
Yay. Now, I got another message came through via the Facebook page.
Oh, yes.
Oh, come back up here, you.
Yep.
Oh, where are you?
Well, I was going to say, why are you doing that, Michelle? We got a really good message, actually, as well. It's actually dropped off as well, but let me see if I can get the message
I think
up.
I have the photo that came up here as well.
Yeah, because...
there's somebody said that they had the pleasure of meeting you at the Rainbow Talking. And they said, Evie is an intelligent, articulate, and happy little girl. We hope you'll pass on our best wishes. Love, Ron and Anthony.
Very good. And the message that we got came through as a picture. It was actually a quote by E.E. Cummings, and it says, it takes courage to grow up and become who you really are. You're growing up to be an amazing and beautiful girl.
You are.
Woman.
And thanks. That was from Kaiwin.
Oh, very good. Thank you, Kai.
All right. So,
really good news. So, since obviously you've gone to your new school, some amazing things have happened.
Yeah, Evie's had a absolutely fantastic transition at her new school. She did start as Evie, and we didn't announce to the school that Evie was trans. We just let her go in and tell people who she felt comfortable telling, and it just evolved from there. And then once the show was out, it was out the bag well and truly, and everyone knew about it. And the next day she went to school and had her fan club waiting at the gates for her.
Are you getting lots of high fives from people?
Yeah, it was great.
we talk about coming up to the 31st of March, which this year is International Transgender Day of Visibility. You guys have done an amazing job in terms of trans visibility, and obviously such a beautiful young girl being Evie. How does it make you feel that you've actually played quite an important role with obviously educating and promoting understanding within the wider community with transgender issues?
That was our main reason for doing the show. I remember having a discussion with the producer of the show and said to her, she asked me, why do you want to do it? And I said, well, say for instance, if you get... On that particular night, they had 644,000 people tune in to the show.
Wow.
And I said, if 1,000 people watch that and actually understand, that's 1,000 families that are going to spread that awareness to... And that's just going to multiply by the time they tell their friends, their family, their children. The awareness is out there, and that's 1,000 families that understand now that weren't before.
Now, Megan, if you were to go and just give a quick brief, say... message to any parent that's dealing with a child that's struggling with gender identity, gender dysphoria, whatever we want to call it, what would you say to somebody?
Look, we were extremely scared beforehand because the unknown was quite scary. But being on the other side now, watching Evie just be extremely happy and true to herself, there's nothing more I could ask for. Our lives are extremely happy. We are more stronger as a family unit. There's nothing in our lives that I would change, except maybe to have transitioned earlier. That's about it, because I would have... People say to me, do you miss your son? And no, I don't. I never had a son. Yeah. I've only had Evie, and what I actually get now is the best side of her.
Question, did Evie choose Evie's name, or is it a family thing?
It was a family thing. So we decided that you don't get to choose your name at birth. So what we decided is that everyone in our family would think of a name that started with E and ended with E. They were the criteria that we had.
You weren't thinking about that Stevie Wright song, were you?
No, it flowed with her old name, so we knew that it would probably roll off the tongue a lot easier. Mm. We had tried a previous name and it didn't work. So we knew that we had to stick with something that we sort of everyone knew. Everyone in the family, we've got 5 children. So we all went away and we all thought of names, and we came back and we put them in a hat. And the baby, who was 1 at the time, he couldn't obviously add to the name list because he was too little, so he drew the name out the hat and it was Evie, and that was the name I chose.
It was funny because everyone put in a name, like my brother, he put in Eva, and then my sister and dad put in Ellie, and then me and mum wanted Evie, and then Henley actually picked out two.
So you wanted Evie as your name as well?
Yeah.
Mm. So when you got it, it felt really good.
Yeah.
It worked perfectly.
He actually dropped Ali, which was the one that Taylor and Dab wanted. And I picked it, I grabbed it, and then I went to read it out, and I was like, congratulations, Taylor and Dad. It's Evie.
So you got exactly what you wanted.
See, I love that. It's such a good
obviously,
story. As adults, we can't, it's harder, you know, giving someone, but it makes it so much more special when the family's all involved.
Well, that's what we wanted. It was a family thing, something we can all look back and actually remember. Mm. And enjoy as well. It was a positive part of her life.
And I, even you, Mum, you look so bright. You look so happy. You look, you know, so proud of your daughter. And she looks so happy and bright and everything as well. And again, you know, this is the thing that I wish I could just have this whole group of people who are just asshats in the community, pardon my French, who have an issue with safe schools and stuff, can just see this happy family just sitting here. And
I know. It blows me away how some people think. And, you know, I just, look, when I get a negative response, I just get a little bit excited now and just think, yeah, you know what? There's nothing you can do to
stop it.
Megan, Michelle, you are welcome anytime to come back on the show. Evie, as well, you can sit here and paint your nails. You can sit and talk about your new boyfriend or whatever you want to talk about. Okay,
that's all good.
We'll play whatever songs.
Or we can talk about mermaids.
Mermaids, yeah, yes. Definitely mermaids. Yes. And maybe we'll bring our kids in as well. I'm a big kid bash up in the room. But yes, we're definitely coming to the near the end of the show here, honey.
Unfortunately, yes.
I know.
Look, I tell you what, we are going to play some messages, and then we're going to come back and we're going to say some farewells.
Joy 94.9.
We have come to the end of the show. Now, Evie, look at that. You see that? That is so much loving for you, kiddo. That is so awesome. Now, you wanted to share one last story that was one of your favorite stories?
Well, it was the last day of filming our inside story, and I found out that I was going to Skype Andrea Pejic.
Oh, wow. And I'm sure you were pretty stoked
by
that.
I was stunned. I was so happy.
Oh, wow. You have to introduce us. Since you said she's so close.
She talks to her on Instagram now.
Really?
So yeah, they message on it, which is a bit exciting.
Well, tell her we said hi.
I definitely want to say hi.
Yeah, talking to her was really cool.
That would be.
She was my idol.
And now she follows Evie's Instagram as well, which was really cool.
That's so cool.
Well, Evie, I am a massive fan of yours. I am now one of your idols. You're now one of my idols, okay? So I will look forward to following you on Instagram as well. Now, if you did miss tonight's show, you can get us on the Instagrams, the Twits, and all that kind of stuff. We are on...
Yeah, so you can get us transpositions@joy.org.au is our email address. Facebook is facebook.com/transpositions. On Joy.
Now, if you did miss tonight's show, you can get us our podcast on joy.org.au/transpositions. You can also go and subscribe to us via the Apple Tunes, iTunes podcast app as well.
All those wonderful things.
We should see your podcast coming up. It's all up to date now. You should see it coming in probably by around Friday. So,
yeah.
And again, thanks to our podcasters who are helping us with getting that out. So,
yeah. So, everything. So, make sure that you do tune in to listening to Transpositions. And, make sure that you do download our podcast, because we do like getting podcasts downloaded, and also send us messages during the week.
And Megan and Evie, you're always welcome to come back. Anything you want to
thank
share
you.
Talk about any stories, any fun exciting things, we'd love having you back.
No worries, thank you.
Right. Thank you so much for joining us. You've been listening to Transpositions on Joy. We'll see you guys next week.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.